This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, Drowning for Your Thirst, Crystal Ice Picks, Box Elder Emo, and Grave Architecture, as we look once again into the wild world of Pavement.
Rattled by the rush. Rattled by the rush. Rattled by the rush.
Welcome to episode 184 of A Sonic Youth. This week we have another classic album review, this time on Pavement's 1995 record Wowie Zowie, as it celebrates the 30th anniversary of its original 11th April release. Opening this week's show was the second track from Wowie Zowie, Rattled by the Rush. It's a pretty perfect Pavement song, loose and weird, but maintaining both pop sensibilities and rock and roll cred. The guitar solo on that track was apparently recorded in a few takes by Stephen Malkmus, with his only monitor being some crappy boombox. Like I said on episode 181, about Pavement's debut album Slanted and Enchanted, Pavement formed in Stockton, California in 1989 as the project of lead singer-songwriter Stephen Malkmus and guitarist Scott Canberg. The band, originally named Spiral Stairs, recorded some lo-fi EPs over the next couple of years. By the time of 1995's Wowie Zowie, the band's third album, the other members included bassist Mark Eibold, drummer Steve West, and general noisemaker Bob Nastanovich. Their debut album Slanted and Enchanted is my favourite. Many fans' favourites, though, is their second record, 1994's more accessible Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain, with its hit tracks Cut Your Hair, Gold Sounds, and Range Life. It's either that or this record, Wowie Zowie. The album is a bit of a shambolic mess. Malkmus has said, perhaps not entirely seriously, that this was an album designed to be listened to on shuffle. Songs start and end in strange and unexpected ways. This really is Pavement at their most Pavement. Many, myself included, identified their favourite song on the record as track 5, Grounded. Starting with a gentle indie jangle, the song becomes this loose and heavy slacker masterpiece. As almost always with Pavement, the most accessible songs sonically have the most ridiculous lyrics. Grounded is a pretty stern critique of rich doctors and their lifestyles in comparison to those who most need their help.
Incomplete. Please, please, boys are dying on me.
That was Pavement with Grounded on a Sonic Youth. And typical of this record, which Malcolmus has also described as an album of getting from one cool idea to the next, we move into a country rocker with pedal steel guitar and a summer back porch sound. Father to a Sister of Thought.
Rotten device, I'll say it twice. I'm too much comforted here. Cause too much will leave you. Everywhere eyes, nowhere to die. No place to shove your sharp.
Oliver Gray, this is a Sonic Youth, and that was Pavement with Father to a Sister of Thought. Next up, we move to one of the warmest Pavement songs, marked by Malcolmus's Come On In introduction, one of the best song intros in the Pavement discography. Again, this more accessible song musically is treated by Malcolmus to some of his most surreal lyrics. It's something to do with grave architecture, and someone's unhappiness about beautiful grave sites being destroyed. Or maybe it's about the Crips gang and narcos. I don't know. Figure out your own meaning. Here's Grave Architecture.
Great.
That was Pavement with Grave Architecture on A Sonic Youth. Many of the Wowie Zowie tracks have one oddity or another that shies it away from the straightforward indie rock song. But one song really stands out is more of an archetypal 90s alt rocker. Kennel District is one of a few of these Pavement songs buried deep in records that really should have been big 90s hit singles in their own right. The song was written by guitarist Scott Canberg, and it's brilliant. That was Pavement with Kennel District. Like all Pavement albums, Wowie Zowie was reissued, named the Sordid Sentinels Edition. It was released in 2006, with 32 tracks added to the original 18. These include a set of really good B-sides and other somewhat forgotten tracks, but also a disc full of live and studio takes. The best of these are from sessions on Australia's Triple J station. The best track is the powerhouse grunge rocker Unfair. Pavement played a hilarious rendition of this song on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon in 2010. Apparently, a fan had won the chance to perform live with Pavement, and many people presumably thought this fan was band member Bob Nastanovich as he screams into the mic and launches himself around the stage. This Triple J version is similar. Check it out. Here's Unfair.
One, two, a one, two, three.
Down Santa Rosa over the bay, cross the grapevine to LA. Got deserts, we got trees, we got the hills of Beverly. Let's burn the hills of Beverly.
Oh!
That was Pavement, with their powerful Triple J live version of Unfair from 1994. To see us off today, here's a section of one more of the Triple J live in studio performances from the deluxe reissue of Wowie Zowie. Box Elder is the definitive early Pavement track, most notably included on the early compilation album 1993's Westing by Musket and Sextant. This Triple J version includes more than 2 minutes of the band messing around and performing their best ZZ Top impression before eventually launching into Box Elder. This is definitely one of the best Pavement songs. So to finish the show this week, here's Box Elder.
Box Elder, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.